is 2016. The United States has just elected the first woman, a University of Oklahoma graduate. She's the president of the United States. Her name is Susan Sooner. A few days after the election, the president-elect calls her father and says, "So, Dad, I would like you to come to my inauguration." Dad said, "I don't think so. It's a 30-hour drive. Your mother isn't as young as she used to be, and my arthritis is kicking up." "Don't worry about it, Dad. I'll send Air Force One to pick you up and take you home.
That's nice.
Plus, a limo will pick you up right at your door." "I don't know, Dad," said, "everybody's going to be so fancy. What would your mother wear?" "Oh, come on, Dad," Susan says. "I'll make sure she has a wonderful gown custom-made by the best designer." "Honey," Dad says, "you know I can't eat those rich foods that you and your friends like." President-to-be responds, "Don't worry, Dad. The entire affair is going to be handled by the best caterer. I'll ensure your meals are salt-free, and I just really want you to come." So Dad reluctantly agrees, and on January 20th, 2017, Susan Sooner is being sworn in as President of the United States. In the front row sits her dad and mom. Dad, noticing the senator sitting next to him, leans over and whispers, "You see that woman over there with her hand on the Bible, becoming President of the United States?" Senator whispers back, "Yes, I do." Dad says proudly, "Her brother played football at OU.
Nice.
Priorities.
That's it. All right, speaking of that, we have had a lot of conversation this week. Those of you who are devotees know that we sometimes wrap our, I say we, me, but this is not a me, this is a we thing. The thing that was on Facebook that sort of has, I think this is one of the best or first really good examples in my mind of us using our Facebook connections with you to get a hand on the pulse that sort of mirrors, echoes, and enhances what we were saying on the air. The discussion of FAA traffic control people and what really the problem is, those of us who fly a lot, you can't help but give this more than one thought. And so as we continue this, in the last hour we had half a dozen different examples of people in their comments, and Richie passed along one that was sent to him that is pretty expletive, if you will.
Yeah.
That means explainative. It gets to the heart of the matter. This fellow writes on Facebook, "I listen to your Doug Steffen show." Yours. It's mine. What are you giving me? Mm-hmm. You? "Almost daily because
it's
I own
ours.
A delivery service." Yes, it is. "I'm driving around during the hours the program is on. I want to throw in my 2 cents worth, given Doug's comments about the FAAs and the sleeping on the job problem. I have inside knowledge of the situation because my wife is an FAA air traffic controller, and we talk about work and work policies all the time. While sleeping on the job is inexcusable, many FAA policies actually contribute to the fatigue. One, most towers have two controllers during the mid-shift. However, due to staffing issues, lack of qualified controllers, and recent high rates of retirement, a lot of the towers are reduced to one controller during the mid-shift. Mid-shift, I'm guessing, is midnight shift.
Yeah.
It's not so much a big budget issue as it is inability to train and certify controllers to replace those that are leaving through the attrition rate. And let's see here. It goes on to write, two, with only one controller in the midnight shift, the controller gets no breaks during an eight-hour period. If the mid-shift controller is asked to do overtime, then it is 10 hours straight, no breaks. I asked my wife, what if people need to go to the bathroom? She said, well, turn the speakers on really loud and run downstairs quickly and do your business. I don't know a lot of people that can do an eight-hour shift without breaks. Even broadcasters get to breathe a bit during the commercials. Three, the FAA has a policy that during the midnight shift and other times as well, controllers cannot have a personal electric device in the tower, i.e. no cell phones, no iPads, no radio, not even books.
Wow.
Even though books are not necessarily electronic. Sounds like a great idea, except that during the midnight shift in a lot of airports, there's a long period between about 1 and 5 a.m. where there's generally no flight activity. So
during they just have to sit there.
That
right.
Period of inactivity, a lone controller is expected to watch the empty skies and stare at black radar screens. And while having no breaks in an 8 to 10-hour shift can be pretty problematic, that's like telling a truck driver he can't go to the bathroom or listen to the radio for 8 hours on the road. I don't know if I can stay awake on my job if I didn't actually have Doug Steffen and the Good Day Show entertaining me during the early morning hours I'm driving. a radio or a book may actually help the controller stay awake. And fourth, the FAA requires an 8-hour break between shifts. That's it. So a controller can potentially be working most of the previous day, then have an 8-hour break, and then another shift starts. When this happens, take away the time to drive to and from work, time to eat and shower. There are less than 8 hours to sleep and be rested for the next potentially attention-damaging or numb, droning shift.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, controllers who have plenty of break time between shifts ought to make sure they get enough rest instead of going out to play golf. Anyway, he writes, the fellow's name is Teddy, writes this because driving during the show, he couldn't call in to comment. So
it's pretty enlightening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very enlightening.
Can you imagine having a job where your whole job is to sit there and watch that computer screen, and you are not allowed to do anything else the dead time?
Especially when you're, during the nights.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
So
he helped us because now we understand that better.
Well, there are the controversy about these sorts of services. There's one, again, the traveling public wants not to know anything except I want to get a seat, not pay a lot of money for it, get on the plane, fly from point A to point B, and that's it. But because of the realities of what our world is like today, you can't do that. You remember last week we were talking about the TSA and the pat-down that the officer gave to that six-year-old girl, and then things that are coming out this week about the TSA as a result of people feeling free now to talk about these things. These are people in the government that have become whistleblowers. The business about this six-year-old thing, though, has brought out some very troubling stuff, actually. I'm looking at this for the second time. Stories about the TSA frisking children and trying to get them to cooperate. There's a group called Child Lures Prevention, run by a fellow named Ken Wooden, who says the TSA recommendation that children be told the pat-down is a game is putting children in danger. Telling a child that they are engaging in a game is one of the most common ways that sexual predators use trying to convince children to engage in things that we don't want to talk about, that happen. So yet another thing that whoever came up with this story who thought, oh, this is cool, and this particular person points back to the TSA Administrator John Pistoli, who says the agency now, in light of all of these things, is changing its screening rules for victims or potential victims, young victims. But why does it take this kind of stuff to get these people motivated? That's the question. And for all of those of you who are into the strip, the understanding that we have of these strip searches, there is an expressed rule at the FAA that we don't, a lot of people, this TSA, former TSA employee, says the American people have never known about the electronic strip searches and what really is going on. This is a privacy grab by the FAA, They are collecting data on you, much the same as what's going on with Apple, the iPhone, the iPad. And apparently it has been, this has been tripped up because of members of Congress being, and celebrities apparently, who are flying on non-commercial aircraft. What the FAA is trying to do is find out who's going on private aircraft and who's going on public aircraft. And my question is, why? Why would they want to know that? What business is it of the FAA's or the TSA's? If I fly on an airplane that belongs to Rush Limbaugh, or I fly on a plane that belongs to American Airlines, why is that their business? What do they need to know that for? How much money is being spent on stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear the story of the undercover TSA agent who was able to get through security at Dallas with a handgun.
Beautiful.
A handgun during testing of the body scanners. This is another whistleblower. The TSA has people falling out left and right because they're tired of what is obviously a very difficult job. and made more difficult because of the government's, the oversight, the government's handling of this guy. Pistoli is he's a thug. TSA agents speaking on condition of anonymity say that these sorts of things go on all the time and the agency covers them up. So what good are they?
Why do we have them?
What do we have them for?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, my God, just to sort of just be there. For what reason? Don't you want to ask yourself that question?
Oh, we know the reason. They need to feed the beast.
Yeah.
The government has to serve a purpose. If they don't have a purpose to serve, they have to create one. So that they can extract more of our money so that they can feed the beast.
There's a the Orlando airport has apparently started considering taking steps to replace TSA screeners and put a private company.
The Orlando airport?
Yep.
Thank God. That place is awful.
It's one of the worst. It is awful.
So bad.
Awful, awful, awful.
It is so bad. I actually got through there fairly quickly this past time.
Yeah.
But in our past trips to Disney.
It is the worst airport I ever go through.
It's horrible.
I try to avoid it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to the Sanford airport the next time I go down there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, has made the switch already to a private screening company. They don't have TSA at the Orlando Sanford airport.
But you lose all those government dollars.
Yeah, right. Well, they...
what was the big thing? I mean, this trend started 6 or 8 months or a year ago where airports started going, you know what? Our passengers are bucking flying because of the TSA.
Yeah, so
we are going to replace the TSA. And the government, the feds said what? I can't remember.
Well, the guy who runs the Orlando airport says, we're shaking down old women, veterans, pilots, crew, and others, and it's not acceptable. It doesn't do any good. And it doesn't change the life for the passenger. It's not protecting anybody. Basically, this guy's saying the same thing that I keep saying. The cost of security goes down significantly when the TSA is not involved. And you and I have to pay this, by the way. It's $5.40 on every ticket to get yourself screened.
Oh, man.
Did you know that? $5.40 on every ticket to get screened.
There you go.
All right. So... food for thought, don't you think?
Hard to chew, isn't it?
It
makes me choke.
God, if you're eating Metafast pancakes for breakfast, it's 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top. This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
From coast to coast, this is the Doug Steppen Show.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk, so why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun
at DougStepan.com.
The American Idol theme, reviewing who got blasted last night. The Italian-American Anti-Defamation League says American Idol doesn't like Italians. Pia Toscano, gone.
Gone.
Stefano Langone, gone.
Gone.
Yeah. And all right, before we get to that, though, Haley.
And Simon Callione, gone.
Gone.
Lauren Haley. And Stefano and Jacob performed last night as the show began.
Here we go with the Brady Bunch.
The lipstick stays on the front of my left side.
All right, it's terrible.
No, this is a great song, though.
It's a great song.
And come on, win and let you blow my mind.
La da 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 da.
Just in
time. You think Haley and Lauren are friends?
I think they're competitive.
Yeah, that's what I wondered, whether they
I
were
would
friends.
Be. Hello.
Competitive, yeah. Right, exactly.
You want to win.
All right, so here are Casey, Scotty, and James performing. Get the gun out ready, Richie.
They perform together.
Oh!
That's your favorite.
Crank this up, Richie.
Now in the morning I sleep alone.
Why don't you turn up the volume?
Why are you leaving? The that I used to hold. 1 minute I held the
tree. Not bad.
Yeah. Next, the walls are closed on me, and I discovered that my castle stands
there we go.
Upon pillars of salt and pillars of sand. I hear Jerusalem bell.
All right, that's talk a little out there. All right, Richie, play 2210, where Ryan talks to Casey.
Jennifer, well, let's just say you kissed the girl, and I think she liked it.
Whoa.
Was that kiss spontaneous? Did you just think of that in the moment?
I was just gonna breathe in her face, but then she gave me the opening, so.
You like the kiss better.
I said Jennifer.
Breathe in her face.
Breathe in her face.
That sounds hot.
Yeah.
By the way, here's a late. This is breaking news, Jennifer.
Breaking news.
Jennifer Lopez said yesterday that she wanted to launch her own musical talent show. She apparently has teamed up with the creator of American Idol to do a new show for Latin America that's based on American Idol.
Yeah, with guess who?
With her husband.
Yep, the right. One that's been, I guess he's really desperate. He always has something to say about Idol, so this will be his chance.
Well, he's desperate because really. He doesn't have any, no, he's paying attention.
So they're going to do
Idol.
It's going to be called Que Viva.
Yeah.
So it'll be on all the American Spanish channels that my wife watches.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, Univision. Exactly.
American right. Stars.
They have their own versions of all these dance
but,
shows.
But, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea.
But I will tell you what, man. It's different when you watch the shows that they do there. Sexy.
All right. Here's what I woke up this morning at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I had a few minutes, so I turned on the television while I was brushing my teeth. And I was watching some Spanish thing.
Telemundo, Univision.
Yeah, but it was like this woman was sitting in this guy's lap.
Yeah.
And they were making out, and it was completely...
Yeah.
There's, it was complete DNA.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the mid-morning talk show that they have on there that my wife watches.
What are they talking about?
Yeah, the mid-morning talk show. They have go-go dancers, you know, like bringing them back for breaks and stuff like that.
No wonder Francisco, whatever his name is, at 90 looks as good as he does. What's his name?
Don Francisco.
Don Francisco, right. Yeah. Look at the guy who's been around.
Good living.
He's been, my God, that guy's been doing that show for 40 years. He's looked the same.
Yeah.
And it can't be because of the soup that they're feeding him in the breaks.
Nope.
And you look at some of that stuff bumping around. No, there.
Yeah, totally.
So we have Mr. Whatever name is going. Stefano's Gonzo. 28 after. Yeah. We got to go.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Congress is already questioning Apple's motives for tracking users' location information on the iPhone and iPad. Leading the charge is Senator Al Franken, who wrote a letter to Steve Jobs demanding that Apple clarify how and why the tracking is happening. So far, Apple has no comment. In other news, Amazon's cloud hosting service recently experienced errors that took down several big websites, including Foursquare and Reddit. Amazon is among the leaders in cloud based hosting. The outage is making companies realize the need for a backup plan when the cloud fails. And finally, Greenpeace released a study that analyzed the energy efficiency of tech companies' data centers. Apple and Facebook received very poor scores for relying heavily on coal-generated electricity, while Twitter failed across the board. Greenpeace hopes the study will make startups energy aware when constructing future data centers. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Here he comes sitting in his seat. Bang. It is Friday, the 22nd of April, as we work through your life, making it a better life. Hopefully, that's the idea here, to make things better. If you don't run your own life, however, you must realize somebody else is going to. Thus, the conversation of late the TSA and the federal government and the people that run Apple, they all would be happy to run your life. Just let them have at you. You can just be like a droid. You can just be like a bump on a log. That's what happens if you don't work on your own reality. It's tough. It's too bad. But so everybody, I think, in their lives faces some sort of really blunt trauma, a reality check, if you will. Something happens that, for the most part, if you're smart, you can use it to change you for the better. You got to take things into your own hands, though. Look at your hands. Everybody for a moment. Richie, take your hands off the control button and look at them. Jennifer,
look at your manicure.
What am I looking for?
I want you to consider what you have in your hands. You have the ability in your hands to take charge, to hold on, and to determine. This is a figure of speech and a manner of speaking, I guess. The outcome of whatever it is that is going on, you can control it or you can let somebody else control it. Two choices.
Mm-hmm.
You do it or you let somebody else do it, but you can be sure that something's going to get done.
When I was, I've told you this before many times, when I was 26 or something like that, I had my life aha moment.
Yep.
Things were just not going my way, and I was just like, oh, man, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? Listening to rock and roll, because it always makes me feel better, and I'm listening to Led Zeppelin, and I hear them sing the line that changed my life.
Yeah.
Nobody's fault but mine.
Yep. And doesn't have to even be the blame game. It just is responsibility is different than the blame game.
As soon as you realize that you are in total control of everything that can happen to you, to you, or for you in your life.
Yep.
It's the most empowering thing that you could ever imagine.
It's wonderful.
It's, people say, this person did this to me. Okay?
No. Uh-uh.
They may have done something to you, but you may have allowed it to happen.
It was It happened
or
it affected
you. Or how will you react to what they did?
Yep.
Okay? They don't define you. You define what you do by your reaction to it.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
And you know what? The best example I can come up with is what we were talking about before, just joining us, the TSA in your face. This is one example. This is really an outrageous, really egregious example of the government being in your face and how you can control your actions. This porno scanning that's going on, they touch things that they need not to be touching, and it freaks people out. The TSA is trying to read your mind and read your body. They monitor now facial expressions.
What's on my mind right now?
Right. Pick a finger.
The same thing where your hand is, apparently.
Yeah. So there are different things that they are finding out about you, and this is the same as the Apple trying to find out where you are stuff. There are 3,000 different detection abilities that they have if they put you through that screening device. So that's why I say to you, do what I do and do what hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people are doing, and that's say no. I'm not going to allow you to put me through that device. Never mind the cancer-causing elements of it, but they are screened. I said this before. There are so many thousands of former TSA employees who are just fed up, not only with the hassle they get from the people that go through the screening things. You know, I ask whenever somebody pulls me aside and they just leave me there to punish me because I won't go through the screen. I said, what is this with you people? And they can't do anything about it. They can't, because I'm asking them a question like that, they can't put me under arrest or take me aside any more than they have. Why do you leave those of us? Excuse me, this was at, last time this happened, it was either LAX or Las Vegas, and I can't remember which one, but there were like a dozen of us that were standing there, and they just ignore you. Because they want you to be punished. That's what they've been told by their bosses. They're not doing that on their own. Their bosses have told them, Pistoli and the others, to push you aside and make it difficult for you because you're not going along with the program. They want everybody to conform like sheep. That's what they want. So if you display normal airport behavior, which is to just sort of stand there like a bump on a log, okay, they'll let you stand there for as long as you're silly enough to stand there without asking or questioning. And this is, I'm looking at the evaluation of what the TSA is doing in what they call micro-expression management. My God. That's what it is.
Is that like your facial
expression? Yeah. Twitching, if your face twitches a certain way.
Oh, my God.
Right? This is what you're spending your money on, folks.
I guess that's how they should be doing this stuff. For nervous people,
they
right?
shouldn't be picking people out at random, just going, okay, listen, we need to pull somebody out of the line and we don't want to offend anybody. Grandma, get your butt over here. Let's check you out. They should be looking. That's what the Israelis do, and that's what we always go.
The Israelis are checking you out in a different way.
They look for those facial signs and those psychological signs that say, this is suspicious.
Have you ever seen anybody in an airport that looks like they know how to read those signs? Do you ever see anybody working with the TSA that actually you thought if they look at one of those things would know what the heck they were looking at?
If there is somebody there that knows how to do it, they aren't following it.
All right, so here's an example of the poor reading of this story that happened here in Boston at Logan Airport. Training officers were out there, and they were looking at this guy acting erratically, and his face. They look at the scans and they pull them aside. And it turned out the guy had just left the funeral of his brother and was flying back home again. And they took him out and they questioned him like he was a criminal. This kind of stuff is, hello, not America. Not the America I want to live in. They've spent $20 million developing what they call future attribute screening technology, which is... Well, I mean, you listen to some of these names, and then you hear the story about the guy who's coming from a funeral. Of course he's going to be upset. And people say, well, how are we going to know if we don't ask? Why are you asking is the question. Right? Here's what I want to know. Here's a question that I have. You ready? I want to know whether the TSA person changes the gloves after they do these exams.
Oh!
Yes. Yes.
No.
Is the answer yes?
Yeah, we went through this a couple months back, and the answer is yes.
Okay. And they have...
Well, the answer is yes, they are supposed to.
Yeah. What happens if they use latex gloves, right?
Yes.
What happens if the person's allergic to latex? I am.
Are you?
I am.
You're allergic to latex?
I am. Don't ask me how I know that.
Well, they're touching your clothes. They're not touching your actual skin.
Right. Well, they could touch you. They touch my skin when they turn the collar around behind my...
That's true.
When they check the belt and into your underpants, Are they touching
your skin?
Actually
reached your hand into your drawers?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And I giggled.
I'll just let him go through and see everything, I think.
I giggled.
I bet you did, I'm sure. It's only natural to giggle.
I'm thinking about that. I giggled. I giggle all the time. And I tell them. but I tell the TSA person that I'm going to giggle. When he touches and I put my hands where I'm going to giggle, I said, when you touch right there, I'm going to giggle. And they either ignore me or they look at me strangely, or one guy actually started to laugh too. And I'm sure he isn't supposed to, but he was in a small airport and he didn't know any better. I don't know where the heck I was in a small airport. But I, and what was more amusing about it, and this is the funny side of it, that I said it loud enough for the female operator, the person in charge, the operations director, to hear it. And she looked at me, and she had the most interesting look in her eyes, and she had this broad, she was freckled, redhead freckled lady, and the broadest smile as she watched him do his thing. And I started to giggle, and she giggled, and he giggled. So, you know, it's not all doing this, but it's just so silly. It really is. It's more than that. But it at least in that light, you know that there's somebody someplace there that has a sense of humor. And maybe
did you go out for coffee afterwards or anything? Because somehow I feel like you should.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sounded like a special moment.
Yes, right. Speaking of special moments, how are you set for the weekend, Jennifer? Are you having any exciting activity where you want to look your best?
Yes, absolutely. It's Easter weekend.
It is.
I have to look spring-like.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, it's Earth Day.
It is
all dressed up for Earth Day, right? Exactly. I'm celebrating already.
Yeah,
I know.
It's perfect.
You're celebrating for 2 weeks.
Yeah, hooray! Anyway, pay attention to your face. Hydrate your skin. That lovely skin of yours. Reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Use a product that we have all actually used. I don't know if Richie's used this.
I have not yet. I keep saying I'm going to.
Tautinol. There are two products here that I'm actually promoting. One of them is Tautinol. It reduces the appearance of fine lines, keeps your skin moisturized during the day, and helps support collagen production and protect your skin from the ravages of the wind. Yesterday, we had winds 45, 50 miles an hour blowing around, and there's dust everywhere. So it hits your face, and it's going to take its toll if you don't protect yourself. So why wouldn't you want to do that? There is a deal on Tautinol. Well, let me explain Tautinol. Daytime usage, protect your face. Nighttime, the product from these folks is Night Skin. New vitality and Night Skin developed by a man who is a plastic surgeon. He says, you know, he tells people, you don't need to have your face chopped up. Just take this stuff. Use it. Put it on. It's an amazing product, and it is. We've all used harsh cosmetic products. They're expensive and they're ineffective. You get your first bottle of Night Skin free when you call 800-607-7078. Easy number to remember. 800-607-7078. So ask the person that answers the phone about Tautinol, how you can get a special deal using that. And then ask about the free bottle of Night Skin. And then there are other things that come with it. You get all sorts of different things that you can use. Other than the full 30-day supply of this stuff, there's a promotion that gives you free vitamin E cream as well. Just pay for shipping and handling with your free jar of Night Skin at 800-607-7078 and ask about Tautinol to protect your skin during the daytime. 800-607-7078.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top. This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
How do you build your perfect sandwich? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, there's no denying it. America is a sandwich-loving nation. Everyone has an opinion about how to make the perfect sandwich. In fact, a recent survey conducted by Hellman's reveals the majority of Americans who eat sandwiches, 84%, believe that how a sandwich is made is just as important as the ingredients used to make it. Celebrated chef Bobby Flay is teaming with Hellman's to show families how to make simple and delicious sandwiches, helping people build their own perfect sandwiches.
We all slice, stack, or serve our sandwiches in our own way. No matter the recipe, my perfect sandwich includes bold flavors and real simple ingredients like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, made with simple ingredients like eggs, oil, and vinegar. I have my own sandwich techniques, too. And to me, it isn't a perfect sandwich unless it's cut diagonally with the condiments on both sides of the bread.
To share how you build your perfect sandwich, visit Facebook.com/Hellman's.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hi, Jennifer, did you know, where's our television theme, Richie?
Oh, you want the television theme?
Yeah, let's do that. It's 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the Beverly Hills 90210 Beach House is for sale.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, did they actually, Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling actually live there, or is there, it was just their
I think they did. They, in the older years, they lived there, I believe.
$9 million.
Together.
The price is $9 million.
It was a nice house, as I recall.
Now, Taylor Swift just bought a house for about that same amount of money, tucked away in a very private part of Beverly Hills.
And she bought one for her parents in Nashville.
Yeah, but this, is this the, wouldn't be the same house, would it?
No, no, she bought two houses, like, all in the same month.
Wow.
No, I'm talking about the one, the sale of the 90210 house and Taylor buying a new house, not the same house.
Oh, no, 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 no.
90210 was in Beverly Hills, was not on the beach, or the beach house was this a Malibu house?
There was a house, I don't know in which beach it was, but there was a house on the beach that they lived in.
I'm betting it was Malibu.
Probably.
All right, so are we able to escape the royal wedding on television?
Is there anybody left? I love a wedding as much as the next person. I have even bought a bride's magazine from time to time.
Have you?
Everybody in the world is at this wedding. It's driving me insane. Who cares what they're going to eat for dinner?
It's ridiculous.
I feel better now.
All right, good. All right.
Jimmy Fallon's got he's renewed.
See
he'll
that?
Be back next year.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan, but apparently there are about 8 million people who are. So
he does a good
job.
And he grows on you. I think
he's does
pretty
a good
funny.
Job.
Yeah. And so he'll be back for a third season next year. And then Bravo, they promised us there would be no more Real Housewives shows. Well, they
liars.
They're casting in Las Vegas. Can you imagine the Housewives in Las Vegas?
You know
Vegas?
What? I think we need to have a Housewives of Framingham show.
Yeah.
I think we ought to have.
I want a Housewives of Sunland show.
Yeah, okay.
We
Housewives of Framingham.
did we talk about Fergie getting into Simon's sights for X Factor? Is that going
yes.
to happen? Is that
Wait,
happening
that's
or not?
Still up in the air because now we've heard Mariah Carey may not be a judge. She just may be involved with the show somehow. So they haven't
so we
confirmed.
Have, these people are the names that are floating around are Gloria Estefan, who is really great. I love her.
Right.
Jessica Simpson, Mariah Carey, Paula Abdul, and somebody named Sheryl Crow from Girls Aloud. I don't even know who that. Who is that?
Sheryl
well, Crow.
Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
I'm not. I mean Sheryl Cole.
Cole. She's Crow, an English star.
Oh.
She's an English star from the X Factor UK version. The only for sure's are L.A. Reid and Mariah Carey, but we don't know in what capacity.
All right, anything good on tonight?
It's the weekend, so no, a lot of Easter movies on
Blue
this
Bloods.
Weekend.
Watch
yeah.
that. Good
Blue
show.
Bloods,
good,
love
it's
it.
A very good show.
51 after on Good Day.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Wild Tom Parsons here from BestFares.com with a special focus on this new ruling from the Department of Transportation and how it will affect you if you are forced by airlines to do things that you don't want to do. That story is coming right up here. Stay tuned. It's Good Day at 54 past the hour.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Tom Parsons is the editor and publisher of BestFares.com, and we are usually in this spot aimed at helping you travel better. And this is a way, I guess, the government figures they can help you in that department. We certainly need. I'm very critical of the government, so this is something that's good. I think we'd read this as being good, Tom, wouldn't we? What happened?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote, too. I said, I hate to give the government credit for this one, but I think they actually did good.
Yeah, actually, how does this affect people who are travelers, this new rule?
There's a whole bunch of goodies in this one. Today, they have to disclose a whole bunch of things, and also we get better rights. Even on the internet, remember the snowstorm up in New York where actually no U.S. airline got stuck on a tarmac for more than 3 hours?
Well, didn't they extend this to all international airlines as well, this ruling?
Now all this goes into effect in August. So, but it takes 4 months to go into effect. But now international airlines, if they put you on a tarmac for 4 hours or more, they have to pay the $27,500 per passenger. Imagine that new Airbus that you were just in love with, Airbus 380 that holds 500 people. Yeah. They would have to pay $13 $1,000 if they kept you on the airlines for the, on their tarmac for more than 4 hours.
So, Tom, does this mean that they'll just cancel more flights and leave you stranded in an airport with your connecting flight?
You work with an airline or something?
I'm asking the question,
that's,
man.
That's their spill.
Right. So, and what about it?
I don't think so. I don't really. I mean, think how long 4 hours is, number one.
It forces them to be responsible, for God's sakes. That's what this forces them to do, and care about the people who are keeping them in business, which they are notoriously bad at doing. And so the Transportation Secretary says airline passengers have a right to be treated fairly. And, you know, for a change, the government, as Tom says, has it right.
Yeah, I don't want to be stuck on a jet for 4 hours.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it anymore. I'd open the emergency door and jump out. Let them arrest me.
Okay, let's take let's just take the that snowstorm. There was over probably 20,000 flights canceled that week. I mean, we're not talking that many tarmac delays, but but again, if they're going to have a problem, get me off the tarmac, put me somewhere, and then let the airlines worry about it. They cancel my flight, so I've been through many canceled flights in my life.
Okay. So here's the deal. The airlines that involuntarily bump you on an oversold flight have to refund double the price of the ticket up to $650.
Right. And then also, if they keep you 4 hours, and the nice thing is they
$1,300
tell you how much they got to give you.
Yeah.
So that's, and they never had to do, they've never done that before, and this has a lot of meat into it.
Yeah.
Also, if you make a reservation and you want to make a, all of a sudden, I did this 2 weeks ago when I was going to Tampa. I wish I could change it, but I was not able to because I'd have to pay $150 change fee. And the airlines have to now disclose how much does it cost me to make a change, how much does it cost to cancel a flight.
Yeah.
They have to be upfront with that. But now you have, from the time you buy it, let's say you buy it today, they'll probably give you up to till midnight Saturday to make the change at no penalty to you.
Yeah.
And which was ridiculous before when we started. Yeah. When you started flying, we could make changes until the cows came.
Exactly. So you got on the plane.
Yeah. Today, it's $150 to make that.
Lots of stuff has to be disclosed up front, and they'll have to refund bag fees if a piece of luggage is lost, that kind of stuff. Only things that you'd think they'd want to do anyway, they had any common sense or cared about their customers.
That's
Tom Parsons, bestfares.com. Check it out for really special fares that'll help you out.